I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is holding a rally in Iowa at this hour where the polls show a dead heat. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president won Iowa in 2016, but finds himself in a tight race against Democrat Joe Biden. After rallies this week in Florida and Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump will address supporters at the Des Moines International Airport. With coronavirus cases on the rise in Iowa, the mayor of Des Moines expressed concern about the rally becoming a super spreader event. But the Trump campaign says the event will be in an open-door airplane hangar with temperature checks and masks. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president.
Public hearings for the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court have ended for the day, with the Senate Judiciary Committee going into closed-door session. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham praised the nominee for her patience in the trial of her public hearing.
In another time, in another place, you would get everybody's vote. It's not about you. It's about us. Somehow we have lost our way. There's no use blaming one side versus the other. It always seems to be that our people get treated pretty harshly.
If confirmed, Barrett would cement a 6-3 conservative majority on the court, marking a seismic shift in the ideological makeup of the Supreme Court. A federal judge has ordered North Carolina elections officials to update absentee voting rules to ensure that voters prove they have had someone witness their ballot. Judge William Osteen issued a preliminary injunction Wednesday, ordering state officials to rewrite a directive issued in late September that allowed voters to fix a lack of a witness signature by returning an affidavit. However, he said he wouldn't block that kind of fix for small errors, such as an incomplete witness address. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points, the NASDAQ dropped 95. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump is making a return visit to the Silver State. Campaign officials say the president will hold an outdoor rally in Elko on Sunday before coming to Las Vegas for another as a yet unannounced event. The president was last in Nevada on September 13th at a Henderson rally, which prompted fines for the event for the organizers from city officials. The Tropicana Las Vegas expects to lay off as many as 828 employees beginning Thursday, according to a notice which was filed with Nevada's Employment Department. Also, the Eiffel Tower restaurant is expecting to lay off some 53 full-time employees over a two-week stretch beginning in the middle of December. Soft visitor numbers have the Encore Hotel Casino scaling back. Instead of operating 24/7, 365, the Las Vegas Strip Resort will close at noon on Mondays and reopen for business on Thursdays through Monday until consumer demand increases. Company officials say Encore's hotel, casino, restaurants, and other amenities will be open Thursday afternoon at 2, and any hotel guests must check out by noon on Mondays. Only 34% of Las Vegas' rooms were filled last week.
KCQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick check out the traffic cams. We're getting some slow flows right now on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, 215 west at Valley Verde. And those lane restrictions with delays continue on Interstate 15 northbound. That is at Lamb.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes. The e-bikes, they're really, really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Well, we've just completed day three of the testimony of Amy Coney Barrett. To be the next Supreme Court Justice, replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And joining us now, Wiz Ruzard, the Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. And he joins us. Wiz, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's been a while. Good to have you back on.
Kevin, it's always an exciting time when I come on to your show and I'm able to share with Nevadans the great news and information that you are just reluctantly always sharing with us. So thank you for having me again.
You are amazing, my friend. You are amazing. One of the things that Americans for Prosperity has been doing just in the last month since the naming of a new Supreme Court nominee, AFP Nevada is joining a nationwide full-scale campaign to confirm Amy Coney Barrett. Can you talk a little bit about why your organization's getting involved in something like this?
Well, you said it best right there. We're definitely involved in the grassroots trenches connecting Nevada to their senators to urge them to definitely confirm the nomination for Amy Coney Barrett, who's phenomenal, first of all. Her qualifications, Kevin, I mean, have you seen it? She just has a remarkable record. She's first in her class, you know, in law school from Notre Dame. She was a tenured professor. She has bipartisan support from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal and did three years on the Circuit Court of Appeals. And so the fact that she's written over 100 opinions and, of course, had a clerkship with the late Supreme Court Justice Scalia, I mean, you know, watching the Senate hearing and hearing her response just reinvigorates as to why she is the best person to sit on this court and to represent the Constitution, which is what the Supreme Court is all about. So we're excited. We're excited, and every time I watch the hearings and watch the questions that she answers, it gets me even more passionate to go out there and continuously share this platform where constituents in Nevada can actually urge their senator to get behind our great nominee in Amy Coney Barrett.
Wiz Rosard joining us, the Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. And are you surprised at the Demo Rats and their inability to do anything to trip her up? And they've tried every which way but loose to get her to comment on cases and all, and she just refuses. But the big thing is they haven't laid a glove on her. Are you surprised at that 3 days in?
You know, I got to say this. There should be no political or outcome-driven litmus test for judges. That's why we back judicial nominees who reject the idea that courts should rewrite legislation and who have a record of upholding the branches to be accountable, as the Constitution reflects that, right? And so too many times what you're looking at with the political divisiveness is the courts have always been purported as tools to drive policy or political agendas. And judges are not legislators, right? And so a judge who decides cases based on those criteria, you know, it's very important, you know, to an independent judiciary, right? So seeing, you know, the questions we expected just reaffirms as to why Amy Coney Barrett is the best nominee. If you've seen on the hearing, she always says, look, my personal views are not what I utilize to determine outcomes, and I wouldn't, right? That's not the proper role of a Supreme Court judge. It's independent, and more importantly, it's looking at the law for as it was written, not for as you perceive it to have wanted it to be written.
Amy Coney Barrett has just gone through 3 days, and I got to tell you, I thought she comported herself really well. The thing I like about her, maybe more than anything, is that she is very relatable to people like you and me. I don't have a law degree. I don't hang out with a lot of people that have law degrees. But the fact is, she is so relatable.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, you hit around it now. Here's something interesting that most people don't know. Myself, I'm Haitian American. Both my parents are from Haiti. And when Senator Dianne Feinstein directed her to introduce her family, the two kids that she adopted are actually kids from Haiti. So it really touched my heart to see that she actually have raised these kids who, coming from Haiti and seeing that it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, giving them the opportunity and providing them that breath of fresh air and new life in our great country that has full opportunity. But that also reaffirms what she stands on, right? And those are her values. I mean, you saw it in that room. And even Senator Dianne Feinstein really recognized that as a very, very remarkable thing. And to see her answer the questions from the issues with police reforms and the issues that we've seen transforming the political spectrum in our nation right now, it was amazing to hear her really speak on the premise and values of what the Constitution stands for. And to see her family there in support, and for her to take on this huge responsibility to fill the huge shoes that the late Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg left, I think, you know, she reaffirmed why our organization, along with many others, are really coming together to say this is the person that best represents our nation and our Constitution moving forward.
And by the way, the president has just arrived in Des Moines, Iowa. He's doing another one of those hangar speeches. That's three nights and three hangar speeches in Sanford, Florida, in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and now tonight it will be in Des Moines, Iowa. Wiz, what does a nationwide full-scale campaign to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett, what is that going to look like over the next couple of weeks?
That's going to look like every constituent in Nevada that is hearing this message, it's going to require them to reach out to their senators, and there are ways to get involved with our grassroots campaign. They can go to our Americans for Prosperity Nevada Facebook page, or directly go to our website, which is www.americansforprosperity.org in select state Nevada, And on that page, they can click on the I volunteer to sign a petition support letter that will directly go to their senator, urging them to actually vote and confirm our great nominee of Amy Coney Barrett as the next Supreme Court justice. And by having that effort, by communicating that to their senators, we're able to show as a state and as a nation that the people, the American people, stand behind Amy Coney Barrett, regardless of political affiliation. And again, as I pointed out, and I have to stress that, you're talking about this is someone who has gotten bipartisan support in the Seventh Circuit Courts of Appeal. And you currently have the ABA, right, Bar Association, speaking out in support of her as well. So this literally, for what she is and what she's represented all her life, has shown that this is what we really need, is a person who is independent, that both sides of the spectrum really appreciate and trust, and look to her leadership next generations to come.
Well, and you know what's great is knowing that without knowing how she's going to rule on this subject or that subject, she will be in the mold of Antonin Scalia, one of her mentors. She's not going to be Antonin Scalia, but she's going to be a kind of a protege of Antonin Scalia. It would be interesting to see how she governs. Do you get a sense of where she will go on various issues, abortion and things like that?
Yeah, great point there, Kevin. I must say one of the most remarkable statements that she made during that hearing was when she said, look, to be clear, you're not getting Justice Scalia, you're getting Justice Barrett, right? And she made that distinction because she wanted people to know, despite her experience, her clerkship with the late justice, her and her own approach to the Constitution is exactly that. And what people are getting is exactly what you see. She's very, very articulate. And she presents that in every answer that she's given anyone on both sides of the spectrum. And I think it's remarkable that a person of her stature can display that, where you would anticipate some people will fumble with those. But as you pointed out, I mean, she leaves personal views out, and she looks at the law and the facts. She interprets the law as written and not seeking to rewrite it, which is what, unfortunately, the courts, the Supreme Court, have kind of been looked at, is a tool to rewrite legislation when that's not exactly as the Constitution has written that branch of government to be. So it's really, really awesome to hear her espouse those ideals in terms of making sure that she is truly independent.
Wiz, let me ask you, if folks want to help you in this nationwide full-scale campaign to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett, how can they help you? Is there something that you need from our listeners?
Well, first and foremost, definitely getting out there, contacting your senator, as I mentioned, through our Facebook page, Americans for Prosperity Nevada, or you can go to americansforprosperity.org, select the state Nevada. From there, you will see a I volunteer petition right there in the front page, urging you to fill it out so that based on your address, it directly connects to who your senator is, and that senator will receive that exact letter that you would write in support of confirming Amy Coney Barrett as the next justice. So you can take that step. Or, of course, as I always tell people, is get out there, connect with your own neighbors and constituents, and advocate for Amy Coney Barrett and making sure that there's bipartisan support, not only in the main streets of America, but also in D.C., where right now we need that more than ever.
Hey, Wiz, it's always good to visit with you. You always come energized, and I absolutely love it. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk again soon.
Kevin, it's been a pleasure, and thank you.
Wiz Rizard, the Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. Coming up, we'll take you to Des Moines, Iowa, live as the president is about to climb off of Air Force One and climb onto the stage. We'll let you hear the president of the United States 20 days out from a re-election effort. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I've been watching the hearings. Amy Coney Barrett and Ted Cruz. Gave a little soliloquy this morning. I want you to hear just a quick piece of it ahead of the president. If you've never seen one of these hangar speeches, we'll let you see. We'll let you hear the beginning of it. But this was Ted Cruz. Dems focus on health care in these hearings, misguided during the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. Here it is.
Many of the Democratic senators have talked about Obamacare at great length. At times, I have been confused, and I thought we were on the Health Committee instead of the Judiciary Committee because it has been such a central talking point for every Democrat that If President Trump is reelected, they assert everyone with pre-existing conditions is going to be denied health care and people will be dying in the streets. And I get that's their reelection message. It's not actually connected to reality. It's not actually true. Every member of the Senate agrees we're going to protect pre-existing conditions. And I would note that not a one of the Democratic senators who raised that point have addressed the very real and catastrophic failures under Obamacare. Obamacare has doubled the profits of the big health insurance companies, doubled them. Obamacare has been great corporate welfare for giant health insurance companies. At the same time, according to the Kaiser Foundation, premiums, average families' premiums, have risen 7,967 dollars per year on average. That is catastrophic that millions of Americans can't afford health care. It is a catastrophic failure of Obamacare. And none of that has anything to do with Judge Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. That is a very good argument for members of the Senate to be having. And yes, we should be protecting pre-existing conditions and expanding competition, expanding options, and lowering premiums. This body will continue to debate that, but Judge Barrett will not be the decision maker on what the appropriate approach to health care is as a policy matter.
Okay, I want you to hear, this is the president, not from this afternoon, tonight. This is from yesterday, and I want you to hear, because the president was at his entertaining best. This is cut four. This was the president last night in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Listen to this.
Just came out that found that 56% of Americans say they're better off today than they were under Sleepy Joe and Obama. It's the highest of any president at this point in his term. Let's think of that, 56%. This is as we round the corner on the pandemic, 56%. They were much, much lower. Just remember this. If they were any good, I wouldn't have run for president. But they were no good. They did a horrible job. They did a horrible job. Yesterday, Biden told those 56% of Americans that they probably shouldn't vote for him. And for once, I agree with Joe. Did you hear he said, you shouldn't vote for me, you know? He has no idea what he's saying. How the hell do you lose to a guy like this? Is this possible? Oh, I'll never come to Pennsylvania again. I love this place. You know, they say he was born in Scranton, but he left. He left. He abandoned you. He didn't. Give me a break.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love you.
I love you, too.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, there's a lot of people here tonight. A lot of people. I wish the fake news would show it. They never turn the cameras, you know. I go home. Our great first lady always says, how was the crowd? I said, didn't they show? No, they just show your face. And about five people behind me, right? They become famous. Why don't you show the crowd, though? Why don't you do yourself a favor? Show the crowd. Go ahead. One of the most important issues for Pennsylvania is the survival of your fracking industry. Joe Biden has repeatedly pledged to abolish fracking. He's a liar, okay? He's a liar. How do you do it? How do you do it? He went for a year and a half. They said, are you, remember the debates with the radical left Democrats, right? You had Alfred E. Newman, you had all these people. You know who Alfred E. Newman is? Yes. Pete Buttigieg. He was a bad mayor of a failed town, and he's going to run for president, you know? Pete Buttigieg. But, you know, he's talking about it, and does that mean everybody, nobody is going to do fracking? That's right, nobody, I swear, nobody. Then he gets up. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And not one fake reporter back there said, well, wait a minute. You've been pledging for a year and a half no fracking. But then what about the health care for illegal immigrants? Who in this group is going to provide health care for illegal immigrants? Everybody raises their hand. Do you remember Joe? No, do you remember? This is a famous clip, but they don't ask him questions about it because they're fake. Do you remember Joe? Who's going to provide...